بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله. The greatest city in the world is Makkah Mukarrama. It is unique and distinct from all other cities in many, many respects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oaths upon it in the Quran Majeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد. I take a qasam and an oath by the city of Makkah Mukarrama. And a few surahs later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wattini wa Zaytun, Waturi Sinin, Wahadha al-Baladi al-Amin, by the fig and the olive, and by the Mount Tur of the Sinin, Mount Sinai, and by this peaceful city of Makkah Mukarrama. Allah ta'ala has prohibited hunting game animals in Makkah Sharif and cutting its trees. It has been blessed with the well of Zamzam, as well as the Hajar Aswad and the Rukna Yamani that were both sent down from Jannat. It is the sacred land upon which many Anbiya alayhi salam had set foot, and in which many Anbiya alayhi salam are buried. It is the birthplace of the greatest Prophet of Allah, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is the land which hosts the pilgrimage of the Hajjis and those performing Umrah. It is the only land in the entire world whose reward for one salah is multiplied by 100,000 times. Apart from this, the city of Makkah Sharif has many other virtues as recorded in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the primary reason for the city being the greatest city in the world is that it contains the greatest house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kaaba Sharif. The history of the Kaaba Sharif also is very, very beautiful. It is mentioned that it was Adam alayhi salam that was the first person to build the Kaaba Sharif. While it is mentioned in some narrations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself had built the Kaaba Sharif and sent it down. In At-Targhib wa Tarheeb, it is mentioned that the Kaaba Sharif was made from red ruby and it was see-through like glass. From outside you could see inside, from inside you could see outside. And then a time came when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken away this Kaaba Sharif. Adam alayhi salam made Hajj on foot to the Kaaba Sharif. And there are many beautiful narrations mentioned in At-Targhib wa Tarheeb with regards to the construction of the Kaaba Sharif and the different constructions through the annals of history. But one point we should make, which Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib had made recently in the opening of one of our masajid here in Durban. And he said, I want to speak about the respect for the masjid. And then Maulana said that when we go for Umrah Hajj and we go to Makkah Sharif, then one of the important things is the respect of the haram. And then Maulana said, if we cannot respect our local masjid and fulfill the etiquettes and the adab of our local masjid, then how can we fulfill the etiquettes and the adab and show respect to the big house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Haram Sharif? It starts from home. This is also Allah Ta'ala's house. Every masjid in the world, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, every masjid belongs to Allah, and we should have that awe and respect for Allah. How do we come into the masjid? How do we behave in the masjid? How we behave in the vicinity of the masjid? This will tell how much of respect we have and how much of awe we have for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Sahib in that same program was explaining, and he said, where will we get noor? Allahu nooru samawati wal ard. In the 18th juz surah Noor, Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu nooru samawati wal ard. Allah Ta'ala is the effulgence and the illumination and the nur and the light of the heavens and the earth. And he says, where will we get this? Fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa'. This nur is acquired in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we want this full nur, then we need to fulfill all the etiquettes and all the adab of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many, many etiquettes, but let us just mention a few now. Just a few now that we can try over and over again to practice upon. Because one of the signs of Qiyamah will be that before Qiyamah, A lot of disrespect will be shown to different aspects. Disrespect will be shown to parents. And one of the greatest amount of disrespect that will be shown will be to the masjid. And then eventually, even the Kaaba Sharif will be broken brick by brick before Qiyamah. That will be the end of the world. So now, before that, we will find that it will start it will start in a subtle way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, turfa'u al-aswatu fil masajid. Voices will be raised in the masjid. And in the same hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ظَهَرَتِ الْقَيْنَاتُ وَالْمَعَازِفُ. Musical instruments will become rife. Now what if the sanctity of the masjid is now broken with musical instruments? So the cell phone is a musical instrument. Sometimes there's a piano sound. Sometimes there's some... In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the flute was a musical instrument. Now all those sounds are collected in ringtones. Sometimes even that beeping, that alarm, we don't realize that is also a musical tone. So how we can be more strict on ourselves with regards to these aspects, that we make sure that we switch off the cell phone in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many times we find that there is a lot of ghaflat when entering and exiting the masjid. We're not entering with the right foot and we're not exiting with the left foot. Every time you observe someone entering and exiting, then there'll be a whole group of people that are not even conscious of how they are exiting the masjid, whether they're exiting with the left foot. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that these are some of the adab we can keep in mind. And also in the vicinity of the masjid, no smoking in the vicinity of the masjid, that smoke will go into the masjid and disturb the musallis. No making noise in the vicinity of the masjid. To be conscious if you're standing close to the windows, the doors of the masjid, that we don't talk in such a way that disturbs others. We don't behave in such a way that disturbs others. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can uphold the sanctity and the respect of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.